The fallout from Governor Paul LePage's obscenity-laden voicemail left for State Representative Drew Gattine of Westbrook continues to rock Maine's political landscape. As Mal Leary reports, members of LePage's own party are also responding.
On Friday, the governor apologized to the people of Maine for losing his temper and using obscene language in his voicemail. But he refused to apologize to Representative Gattine, who he had been told had called him a racist, which Gattine denies. Throughout the weekend, members of the legislature of both parties were on the phone and exchanging emails over how to handle the calls for impeachment or censure or removal from office. Republican leaders gathered at a hastily called meeting in the State House. Senator Mike Thibodeau of Winterport is the Senate president.
I think that there is absolutely nobody in my caucus that thinks that what has transpired is appropriate, and that folks will work hard to make sure that we respond in an appropriate fashion. Look, if anybody did this that was an employee of any corporation in our state, there would be ramifications.
Thibodeau says the governor needs to take appropriate corrective action, but declined to identify what that might be. House Republican leader Ken Fredette of Newport says his members are meeting in Augusta Tuesday evening to discuss the governor's comments and the growing public backlash at LePage and members of his party.
It's important that Republican leaders and caucuses get together and talk about where they're at. I think there's then the conversation that we need to have with the governor. Then I think we need to come back together as Republicans.
But while the Republicans are talking about corrective action, Democrats are more blunt. Senate Democratic leader Justin Alfond of Portland says LePage's actions, including the voicemail, show he is not fit to govern.
When you hear that, you start thinking to yourself, as well as I, everyone, that this guy's not in the right state of mind. He's unfit to serve. And what I hope Governor LePage is doing right now is coming up with a graceful transition to resign from office.
Democratic leaders say they want to give their Republican counterparts the opportunity to talk with their members and the governor. Assistant Majority Leader Sarah Gideon of Freeport says she does not understand what type of corrective action Republicans are contemplating.
It's hard for me to know what corrective action means. I think what's clear is that they have not had a chance to speak with the governor yet. That certainly needs to happen.
Over the weekend, the cascade of editorials, national talk show discussions, and hundreds of thousands of comments on social media continued. Outrage at the governor's use of obscene language was the major theme. Some critics are planning a rally in Capitol Park across from the State House Tuesday evening. Longtime political activist Betsy Sweet is organizing the event.
To stand up and say, no, this is not acceptable. We as Mainers don't represent these values, and we want people to see and know that that is not who Mainers are. That's number one.
Like Alfond, she hopes the governor will voluntarily resign. That is unlikely given his responses to date. Maine has no constitutional provision, like some states, that would allow the voters to petition to recall the governor. He could be impeached or censured by the legislature, but it would take a vote of the majority of party members in both the House and Senate to call themselves into session. That won't happen without significant Republican support, which is not yet apparent. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.